You're not becoming a fireman.
Firefighter, not fireman.
The term firefighter was coined to create the illusion that women are of the same standard and do the same job as men in the fire service. This woman on the game show Fort Boyard is a firefighter.
I hope they've taught you how to knock down doors.
Definitely.
In you go.
Oh no!
Go for it, Jane.
This is tough.
As high
as you can.
As high as you can. As high as you can.
Take a bigger run up.
She's a hard lady.
Go on, Jane.
Remember the elbow. Big run, as fast as you can.
That's
and high.
Go for it.
High.
Oh,
high.
So close.
As fast as you can.
I think just two more throws and you would have been there, but that's tough for you.
A man with no firefighter training has no trouble with the same task.
A bit of an ouchy one, I think. Be aiming higher,
that's it.
He's got it!
Yeah, got it.
It's on the floor. Okay,
brilliant, he's got the key, come out! Oh, yeah, okay, bam! Brilliant, well done!
A woman can actually fail the physical component of the fireman test and still become a firewoman to meet female quotas. Firewomen are paid exactly the same as firemen, who are more physically able and better suited to the job. This is wrong, and a very substantial pay gap should exist in the fire service, and also other services. That's right, you heard it here first. Male soldiers, male police officers, and male firefighters should be paid more than women. This is not about being unfair to women, it's about being fair to men, and recognising their greater efforts, their greater abilities, and their greater risks.
This is a recurrent theme when we look at equality. Women want equal rights to do a job and equal benefits, but they also want lower standards of entry and less risk. And we let this happen.
One of the main changes that has to come is that if we want to talk about any form of emancipation, liberation, equality for women, then there has to be equality of responsibility.
By politicising essential do-or-die services, we truly show the Pyrrhic victory of feminism. Men's lives are at risk. The lives of the public are at risk. And why?
She's not becoming a firefighter.
It's what she wants.